Right, go with me, if you would, to the book of Habakkuk. If your Bible is like mine, it's page 1162 in the Old Testament. Habakkuk chapter 2. I had a conversation with a brother this last week, and we were talking about how short this life really is. It is so short. Sometimes it does not feel like it. Sometimes it feels like it's just so long. But the reality is, this is a very short life. And we were also talking about how insignificant this life is. All of the little details in life are so important to us. We feel like they're, you know, life and death issues. But the reality is, once that day comes, it's nothing. It's nothing. Whatever we accumulate is immediately nothing. Whatever that, you know, we get that little piece of paper, this is what I got. Never touch it, but this is what I got. It means nothing. It's over. It's insignificant. Completely insignificant. There really is only one thing that matters. This flesh really struggles to get that and enter into that, but one day we will. One day we'll see, thank God. He allowed me to lay hold of the only thing that actually matters. If the Lord would enable us to just keep our eyes on Christ for a little bit longer, if He'll just let us stay focused on Christ for just a little bit longer, eternity is right around the corner. It's right around the corner. After that conversation, this verse of Scripture became a nail in my mind and my heart. I just could not get this verse off of my mind. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live out the rest of his life on this earth by faith. Now that line is in the Scripture in four locations. That line, the just shall live by faith, is in four verses in the Bible. Habakkuk 2 verse 4, Romans 1 17, Galatians 3 11, and Hebrews 10 38. Those four verses all contain the line, the just shall live by faith. Through those four verses, this is what I'd like for us to find out tonight. Who are the just and what is true faith? What does true faith believe? The just are going to live out the rest of this life on earth by faith. What is true faith? What does true faith believe? Now we can answer the first part of that question right now. The end of verse 4, Habakkuk 2, verse 4, it says, the just shall live by his faith. The just are justified. That's what just means. That's short for justified. The just are justified by faith. By faith. That is the evidence that a sinner is justified before God. That's the evidence. Just listen to these two verses of Scripture. This is Romans 3, verse 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Romans 5 verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justified by faith, through that, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are two types of people on this earth. Two types of people. The just and the unjust. The righteous and the wicked. In other words, the saved and the unsaved. Two types of people walking this earth. The unsaved do not possess true faith. They do not possess true faith. They have a faith in something. They do believe something. They do have a strong conviction over something, but they do not possess the faith, the one true God-given faith. They do not believe what true faith believes. That's how we can tell who the just are. They believe what true faith believes. That's who the just are. They believe what true faith believes. All right, so that brings us to the second part of that question. What does true faith believe? What does true faith believe? What is true faith in? What is true faith looking to? I want to begin this with some scripture references. If you look in the margin right here at Habakkuk 2, verse 4, you see how it says John 3, verse 36, next to, but the just shall live by his faith. John 3, 36. Go with me over there to John chapter 3. John 3, verse 36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Faith is a belief that God puts in a sinner. It's something that God puts inside a sinner. It is a strong conviction. And like I just said, all people have strong convictions about something. All people have very strong convictions. People have their own beliefs concerning everything. And when it comes to religion, this is what is so sad to me, is everybody accepts their own beliefs and other people's beliefs as okay. I can have mine, you can have yours, we'll all end up together in the end. There's only one true belief. There's only one strong conviction that God gives. Just because somebody is dogmatic over what they believe, that does not mean they have received God-given faith. There is only one true faith. It is a very particular belief. Verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Now you'll notice in the margin, for right there, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son, you'll see that that sends us back to Habakkuk 2, verse 4, where we just came from. And it also sends us to John chapter 1, verse 12. And it also sends us to John chapter 6, verse 40. In verse 47. Let me show you those. Go with me to John 1. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But as many as received him." And what a blessing it is to know this. "As many as received him, to them gave he power." The margin says the right or the privilege to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. On his name. Those that believe on his name. All right, look with me at John 6. John chapter 6. Verse 40 says, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Everyone which seeth the Son, everyone that sees the Son, everyone that sees the Son, sees the Son. Everybody sees the law. Everybody sees the law. Everyone that sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 47 says, "Verily, verily, of a truth." This is Jesus Christ. I love it when the Lord Jesus Christ says, "This is the truth, this is the truth," two times. I'm telling you the truth. God is telling the truth right now. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." So true faith believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is what we're trying to get to. Okay, this is the point of all that. What does that mean? That's the question. What does that mean? We can tell people, the opportunity can come to us, and we can tell people, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." We can say that to people. We can tell people, "This is the one thing needful. This right here is the one thing needful." We can say, "This is life eternal. Let me tell you God's message in his book. This is life eternal. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." But if we don't know what that means, how can we believe on him? If we don't know what that means, that sounds so simple, doesn't it? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We could go into any church and stand up in any pulpit and say, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." And people could say, "Okay, got it." And then go on about their business thinking they are. Thinking that they are believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, having no idea what it means to truly believe on him. Most everybody believes in him. Most everybody believes in him. We believe in him. Most everybody believes on whatever they want to believe on. Most everybody has cast their all on whatever they want to cast their all on. But what is it to believe on Christ? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does God's true faith believe, really? In these four locations, in these four verses of scriptures, that say the just shall live by faith. That line is in Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38. In those four verses, the Lord tells us exactly what His faith that He gives to His people believes in those four verses. Ephesians 4 says there is one faith. There's only one faith. And He gives this one faith to every single one of His people. They all believe the exact same thing. All of them. Exact same thing. And this right here is a full definition of what it is to believe on Christ. This is what it means. Go with me back to Habakkuk 2. Page 1162. Now we're going to look at these four verses. They all say the just shall live by faith, but they all say something in the verse with that. They all say something different with that. That's what we're going to look at. Everything it says along with that. All right, this is what true faith believes. Habakkuk 2, verse 4 says, "Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." Now, this is where believing on the Lord Jesus Christ starts. This is the first thing true faith believes. My soul, which is who I am. My soul is who, not just what I've done, who I am. My soul is lifted up and is not upright in me. That's where faith starts. This is where believing on Christ starts. My soul, me, the core of me, is lifted up and is not upright in me. If a person is going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he or she is going to have to completely stop believing in himself or herself. That's where it starts. They have to completely stop believing in themselves. They have to completely stop casting their all on themselves. If they're going to cast it on Christ, they have to stop casting it on themselves. True faith believes, I am naturally so lifted up with pride, so lifted up. Verse 4 says, "Behold his soul which is lifted up." The entire being is lifted up with self, lifted up with arrogance, thinking I am something. But here's what I know. This is what true faith has taught me. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. This soul is not right. This heart is not right. I'm not right with God. I had a man tell that to me one time. I had a friend die and he said, "Oh, but he's right with God." This is where true faith starts. My soul is not right with God. It's lifted up and it is not right within me. It's not upright within me. That's the first thing true faith believes. That's where it starts. All right, go with me to Romans 1. Romans 1, here's the next thing that a sinner who truly believes on Christ believes. Now verse 16 tells us that we're talking about Christ. We're talking about the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Verse 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I am lifted up and not upright. There is no right in me. There is no righteousness naturally in me. But when I see Christ, I see my righteousness. When I see Him, I see everything good concerning this soul. Everything good for this soul. I see everything that I need to stand rightly before God. Everything. I see it in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? What is the good news of Christ? It's that on the cross, He was made to be my sin. He was lifted up. He was lifted up and made to be my sin. He became not upright. Can you imagine how difficult that is to even let that roll off the tongue? He made Himself to be my sin. My sin. The one who knew no sin. That's a very important component of the gospel. He knew no sin. He was spotless. He was perfectly righteous before God. Perfectly upright in Himself. But God made Him to be my sin, so that I could be made His righteousness. I could be made upright in Him. True faith believes I am not upright in myself, but I must have a righteousness to stand before God, and therein is the righteousness of God revealed. And the just live believing that Christ gave it to him. Christ has given it to us. His own righteousness. His own uprightness. All right, now look with me at Galatians 3. Galatians 3. This is true faith's conclusion, if the other two things are so. This is what it truly is to believe on Christ. Galatians 3 verse 11 says, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith." If nothing in me is upright, nothing, and my only hope before God is that Christ would give me His righteousness, if that's my only hope, then there is nothing I can do to justify myself. Nothing. The just shall live by faith. Justification before God cannot be earned. It cannot be earned. That is such a shocking thing for a sinner to hear, a sinner to come to know. Justification cannot be earned. It cannot be earned. Not by us. It was earned, but not by us. Somebody is going to hear that and they're going to say, "But the law says, do this and live. The law says, if you do this, you'll live. If you obey this, you'll live eternally. That's what the law says." Here's the answer to that. You are exactly right. That's what the law says. That's exactly right. But have we done it? But the law says if you obey all the commandments, that's right. That's exactly right. I don't have a problem with that. You obey the law perfectly and you will walk straight through the gates of heaven. But have we done it? That rich young ruler, he came to the Lord and he said, "Good master, what things shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And the Lord said, "Keep the commandments." He said, "Which ones?" The Lord said, "Do not murder," which the Lord had already explained that that goes all the way to the heart, the anger of the heart. If you murder in the heart, that's murder. He said, "Do not murder." He said, "Do not commit adultery," which the Lord already explains begins in the heart. That lust is adultery. He said, "Do not steal." I can't even imagine how many ways we steal in this life. Every time we slough off on the job, we're stealing time from the company. Do not steal. He said, "Do not lie." How do we stack up on that one? He said, "Honor thy father and thy mother." He said, and think about this, "Love your neighbor as you love, how much do you love yourself? How much do you love you? Love him and desire to do for him. You have it. You have it. I want you to have it. You know what this flesh says? I want you to have it. This is who I want to have it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You do that, you'll walk straight through the gates of glory. Now, don't worry about the rich young ruler. Forget about him. Don't worry about anybody else. Just individually ask yourself, how do I stack up? How do I stack up? If we've ever gotten angry, if we've ever lusted, ever lied, if somebody says, "Oh, I've never lied," they're lying. Can't stack up. This is what true faith believes. This is what it is to believe on Christ. It is to be fully persuaded that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, because I can't keep the law in the sight of God. I just can't do it. Cannot do it. The just live by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, that absolute perfection that was shed and poured all over us. The just live by faith. All right, now turn with me to the last one, Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, verse 38 says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." This is what all four verses say. My soul is lifted up and is not upright within me. But therein is the righteousness of God revealed. For by the law is no man justified in the sight of God. And if any man draws back from completely believing on Christ, if any man draws back from casting his all on Christ and having all of his hope in Christ's righteousness and in Christ's blood, totally, if any man draws back from that and tries to add something with it, then God's Spirit will have no pleasure in that man. It is Christ alone. Christ alone. Christ alone. Nothing added to Christ. Nothing taken from Christ. That's what it is to believe on Christ. Totally on Christ. It's to believe that we are justified by Him, in Him, through Him, to Him. Totally Christ. The just live by faith, and they don't stop living by faith. They don't. They do not. It's Christ only today. It'll be Christ only tomorrow. If the Lord is willing, we will come back Wednesday night, and it's going to be Christ alone, Christ only. And it'll be that for all eternity. By God's grace, the just, those who truly believe what faith, true faith believes, it'll be Christ only for all eternity. May God make us just. May God justify us in His sight, cause us to truly believe on Christ. All right, let's all stand together.